Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the I'm Just Saying Show. I'm Carla G, also known as CG. It is Sunday, February 21, 2016. I can't hear anything right now, so I hope you guys can hear me. Let me quickly bring in the co-host, Butch Barry, and see, can you hear me, Butch? And let's see if I can hear you. Good morning.
Yes, I can hear you. Hello.
Okay, and I sound okay to you?
Yeah, you sound good, yeah.
Well,
for Blog
I mean,
Talk
the
Radio,
quality.
Yeah.
No, I mean the quality of this audio sounds okay. I have.
No, actually, it's not that great, but it'll do. I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's Blog Talk Radio. Come on.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I thought I went the route of what works best, which I have the headset on, and but I'm not hearing it. In fact, let me just make a quick adjustment. Then, oh my God, did that make any changes? Oh, yeah, is that any better?
A little bit.
I don't know. I'm being summoned by somebody who doesn't get that I'm busy right now, so I'm just going to have to ignore them. There may be a disturbance in the background. Anyway, everybody, this is Black History Trivia Game Day. We're trying to keep a pattern going so that you know what's going to happen on any particular given Sunday on the I'm Just Saying Show. And this is the third Sunday of the month, and the third Sunday of the month equals trivia. Yay! I don't have another something or other that's supposed to be loaded. I just realized that. But that's okay. We'll move along. It's February. It's Black History Month, and so we thought that we would do the Black History thing. I have a couple of you on the phone already. Good morning, waving at you. Great to see you guys there. And let me just say, the call-in number is 646. Hold on a moment, please, folks.
I think we need some online music. I mean, online technical difficulties music at the moment.
Okay, I'm back. I know. I'm sorry. Where was I? I do have music which I could have played, but like I said, I can't really hear myself. I don't even know what's happening right now. What I wanted to continue saying was that the call-in number is 646-716-4732. You can follow on Twitter, stay in touch via Twitter, at IJS Tweets, TWEETS, that's the cricket letter S. You can catch all the podcasts, all the shows I ever did, at blogtalkradio.com/IJS.RSS. Those are the cricket letters. And you can also contact me via the old-fashioned regular email way, cgpbtr@yahoo.com. All right? I hope that's great. Now, let's just quickly move along, and let's see what we got. So, Butch, you...
We're not even going to have time for Black History. Are you ready?
Yes, we will. Yes, it was.
And I just
The other. I just have to put the directions out there. If anybody who's on the phone wants to play, what you need to do is press the number one. You know, 646-716-4732. Press the number one, and we see your participation. Oh, you know what? One other thing, Butch. We never did mention. We had the a contestant last month. Claudia was her name, and she did win a prize. And what was her prize? You had provided the prize. So you do win prizes on this show, people. Hello.
Yes, she received an e-book.
Yes.
From a group of e-books that I had. So she got she got some e-books.
Okay, that's great. So if Claudia, you're on... Great. Claudia, if you're on the phone today, go ahead and press number one. Or, you know, anybody else who's listening right now, you can press number one. Or, if anything, it'll just be me. So, let's go. Go ahead, Butch. What you got? What you got, man?
I got a whole bunch of stuff. But basically, real quick, let's see. Let's start with some questions. In 1964, Malcolm X broke away from the Nation of Islam and chose a new name. What was that name?
What? In 1962, Malcolm X did what?
64. Malcolm 64. X broke away from the Nation of Islam and chose a new name. What was that name? Was it Malcolm Y? Was it Ralph? Was it Malik El Shabazz? Was it Muhammad El Ali?
Well, nobody's pressing their number one right now. So
I mean, you pretty much have to answer because, you know, nobody else is here.
Right. I'll answer it. It was El Hajj Malik El Shabazz is what it was.
Okay. All right, I'll accept that.
All right. Yay for me.
Can you name... let's see. Okay. The mathematicians of NASA. Can you name at least one of them who were black?
A mathematician from NASA who was black. So are you saying an astronaut? I mean, what?
No. I'm talking about a mathematician who worked with NASA. You probably can't.
Well, you know, black people, you know, the common black people name is Willie and Jones. So was it Willie Jones?
No, actually, you're wrong. There were none of Willie or Jones was there. Actually, it was Katherine Johnson. Katherine Johnson and also Mary Jackson. And they were part of a group of people, at least three women who were served as the brains behind the launch of John Glenn into orbit. And actually, there's going to be a movie with Taraji P. Henson and Octavia Spencer called Hidden Figures. That's going to be they're going to produce it soon.
Right. Wait, wait,
but
call
what's interesting
hidden...
about that. What's interesting about that is that Katherine Johnson was, she's actually 97 years old. She's actually still alive. And she was she was head of the computer. Before they had computers, they had these women who were in a room who were doing all the calculations for all the rocketry and all that, right?
Right. Okay.
So, when John Glenn, the first orbit, you know, around the Earth, they had computers actually worked on that on his flight, but it was also checked. All the mathematicians and all the calculations were checked by Katherine Johnson, and John Glenn kind of made sure that she. You know, he made sure that she checked the calculations on the computer because he had more faith in her than he had in the computer, especially in 1962, because you never knew what was happening then. But another thing is, she also did the calculations that group, not just her, but it was a group of women who also did the calculations for things such as the charts for when they had Apollo 13, where they had that disaster as they were trying to go around the moon.
Right.
She also did the calculations that helped. They did the calculations that bring them home. And that kind of goes in with Thursday is Girl Day, which encourages young girls to get into science and math and technology.
Yes.
All right, let's continue.
Well, wait a minute. I have one question, if I may ask
Go ahead.
It. So what is the name of the film you said, though?
Hidden Figures. It's not
okay.
out yet. I mean, they just got signed to do it, but it's based on a book.
Okay, and it's a feature or, you know, something like that?
Oh, it's going to be a feature film.
Okay, I don't know. Okay.
But it's based on
All
the
right.
book Hidden Figures, the story of the African-American women who helped win the space race.
Okay.
And it's by Margot Lee Shetterly.
Okay. Right,
M-A-R-G-O-T,
well,
which is why I said Margot
right.
Lee Shetterly. And it's called Hidden Figures, the story of the African-American women who helped win the space race. And it's
okay.
published by HarperCollins, although nobody really goes into a bookstore and says, I need that book from HarperCollins. Nobody ever says that, really. So.
Right. Let me just throw this in there. There are a few people who actually are joining the phone or calling in right now. So, folks, we're doing trivia today. Here on the I'm Just Saying show, it's me, Carla G. Butch Berry is on the line offering up the questions. And if you want to play, just press the number one, and we'll pull you into the game. But so far, I am playing against me, which is not a problem. It's okay. At least we have listeners, and I'm happy about that. So go ahead, Butch. Thank you so much.
Okay. Actually, history was made recently when what production team had an all-black production team for Broadway play?
What?
Can you name?
What?
I don't have these aren't multiple choice. These are actually just ask a question, give me the answer.
Right, but you're saying what production team?
All right,
team?
So what I'm saying is what all-black female production team recently had a play on Broadway. In fact, they have it
okay.
still on Broadway.
I don't
and
know.
No, we're
I'm
not talking
to
Hamilton.
Would you stop and let me get a minute in and try and think about it? We have time. Give me a second. Give
yeah,
us
right.
a second. Look, we may run long for the 15 minutes, but we know that we can go a little bit over, so it's okay. We can do this. So you said something about Hamilton, but I'm trying to actually think. So the question is, what all-female production team put together Hamilton? Is that what you're trying to now say?
No. Has
okay.
nothing to do with Hamilton.
Oh, I thought I heard you say something about Hamilton.
No, I said it's not Hamilton.
Oh, okay. I don't know. The female team, I don't know. I don't know. Debbie Allen and I don't know. Who?
No, actually, this happened, I think this year or last year. You had, it's a play by Guerrera, who plays Michonne on The Walking Dead. She actually
okay.
wrote a play. She actually wrote a play called Eclipse. And wait a minute. Eclipse. And you had Lupita Nyong'o. So basically it's a Broadway play.
Right. Okay.
Starring Lupita Nyong'o, Akusho Busia. And it's directed by, this is the first time you ever had an entire black female production where, you know, they starred in it, they directed it, and everything.
Okay. And the
I mean,
name
that's hard
that
to believe.
Because, what?
It's hard to believe that happened now. I mean, like in, you know, 2015.
Right. That
but
like,
that's
that
the part
happened.
Of black history. Yeah.
Yeah. But again, I'm like I said, my audio is bad. So I'm not sure how it's going. I'm sure everybody else can hear you okay, but I can't. So forgive me for asking again. But before I do that, folks, we got about 15 seconds. If you have to go now, come on back next week, 10:30 a.m. blogtalkradio.com/IJS. In the meantime, have a great week, everybody. Be kind. And it's time for us to keep going. So. The name of the play is what? Again, I'm sorry,
Eclipsed.
My audio is bad. Just can't hear you.
The play is called Eclipsed, and it's about a it's set in war-torn Liberia, and it focuses on three women who are living as sex slaves to a rebel commander, and how they deal
okay.
with that difficult situation.
I see. Okay. More, more, more. I want more. We're learning. We're learning things. I want more.
All right. Now, I know everybody thinks that the first black woman millionaire was who?
What's her face? The C something. The Madam something. Madam.
Yeah, Madam.
Yeah, you know who.
Yeah, Sarah Breedlove, who was Madam C.J. Walker.
Walker, yeah, that's her. Yeah.
All right, but do
wow,
you know that there
really
was...
Wow, really
good. But did you also know that there was a young girl who was a millionaire who was about, I think she was about 12 years old, I think. Okay, but let me explain.
Yeah.
Let me explain. Okay, this kind of goes back a little bit, but I got to bring it back to. We're talking about Sarah Rector, who lived
okay.
from. She was born in 1902. Oh, actually,
okay.
she was the second black woman millionaire in the United States. All right. So what happened was, remember the Trail of Tears, where the Cherokee were walked. From like Georgia all the way to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And thousands of people died. But the Cherokee were one of the, quote, five civilized tribes. And they also,
mm-hmm.
They also had black slaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Rector, her relatives or her ancestors, were part of that group of black people who moved to Oklahoma, which was then called the Indian Territory, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So in Oklahoma, they actually gave land to, let's see, nearly 600 black children or Creek freedmen, miners, as they were called, inherited 160 acres of land.
Wow.
And this was a part of a mandatory step of the process of integration of the Indian Territory with the Oklahoma Territory to form the state of Oklahoma.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, part of this land was like really, this is like the worst part of the land because I think the white people actually got the better part of it. And it was like real, you couldn't really do any farming on it or anything.
Uh-huh.
However, what happened was, in fact, I think her father, Joseph Rector, was thinking about just selling it all off. So, because he was tired of paying the taxes on it, because, you know, he had to pay $30 in annual property tax. And it, you
wow.
know, and then people didn't have that much money back then, right?
Right.
So what happened was, I think they discovered oil on that land.
Okay.
So what happened was that Standard Oil Company, they produced a gusher that began to bring in 2,500 barrels of oil. And so Sarah Rector herself began to receive a daily income of $300 from this strike.
Whoa.
Right. Okay. Now, the thing is,
did they actually deliver it to her?
hold on. Let me explain, too. The law at the time required full-blooded Indians, black
uh-huh.
adults, and children who were citizens of Indian territory with significant property and money to be assigned, quote, well-respected white guardians who often cheated them out of their land.
Uh-huh.
So as soon as the money started coming in, you know, the people were pressuring her, her to have guardianship from her parents.
Uh-huh.
To this guy, this local white person named J.T. Porter.
Okay.
So, let's see. So in 1913, Sarah Rector received royalties of $11,567.
Wow.
All right. So,
yeah.
You know, and she, in fact, she was only about 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
But she began to get requests for loans, you know, because it spread worldwide. And she even got four marriage proposals from people, even as far as in Germany, from guys in Germany who wanted
wow.
to marry her at 12 years old.
Right.
And
right.
given, it says here, given her wealth, the Oklahoma legislature declared her to be a white person. So she would be allowed to travel in first class accommodations on the railroad as befitted her position. However, the Chicago, huh?
No, go on. Go on.
So in 1914, the Chicago Defender, you remember the black newspaper, right?
Yes.
They
yes.
began to take an interest in her, and they started to write articles about how she was being mismanaged by that white person, that white guardian. And everything,
mm-hmm.
and Booker T. Washington and W.B. Du Bois became concerned about her, and so they set up a James C. Waters was a representative from the NAACP who went out to investigate. And
okay.
you know, the thing is, there were other people who had land. I mean, other children who had land out there. Who,
mm-hmm.
where oil was found. But some of those people were even killed. I think there was
mm.
even a child who was beheaded.
Oh, boy, yeah.
So they could take oil money and everything.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a very, you know, when it comes to money, especially in that era, where there was hardly any kind of regulation for anything, and you could do whatever you wanted to black and Indian people, you know.
Right. You mean like
you know,
right, okay, yeah.
People would swoop in and just do what they could.
Yeah, like,
so anyway.
Like now. Right,
but she
like
was
now.
Already a millionaire. Sarah Rector was already a millionaire by the time she had turned 18. She owned stocks and bonds, a boarding house, a bakery and restaurant in Muskegee, Oklahoma, as well as 2,000 acres of prime river bottomland, whatever that means.
Okay.
And so she actually went to, let's see, she left Tuskegee and with her entire family moved to Kansas City, Missouri, where she purchased a house on 12th Street, and
mm-hmm.
she married a guy. And, I mean, they pretty much lived okay until the couple had three sons before they divorced in 1930. But she lived
okay.
a comfortable life, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's just one of the interesting things about our history, I guess you could say.
Right. Where is an article? Where can we read about this Sarah Rector? Where did you find that? And if anything, I will also post it on Twitter at Isaiah Tweets. Yeah.
Let's see. There's the, Afrocentric Culture by Design. That's, let's see. And also, she was in The Crisis.
Okay.
It's called The Richest Colored Girl in the World. And that
the
was from 2011. But it's an article by Stacy Patton, PATTON.
Oh, okay. Cool. That was informative, I thought. We have about another 4.5 minutes. Do you got anything else? Any more trivia?
In terms of history, I recently sent away for my DNA ancestry thing.
Oh,
and I haven't
yeah?
gotten results yet, so I can't say what the hell it is. But what it got me to thinking about how we don't really think of ourselves as history, but I think a lot of us need to start doing that. And what I was thinking was. people need to start doing timelines on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, and then, you know, basically what I'm saying is do a timeline of your life every year that you were born, and then write in what you did that year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you attend a concert? Did you graduate from something? Did you get a new job? Did you, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
I like
a lot of
idea.
Times after you die, a lot of people don't know what you've done.
Right.
And so you need
like
to do that
idea.
For not only your children, but, you know, ancestors a few years from now. And
right.
especially if you think towards, you know, like 30, 40, 50 years from now, they're going to wonder, who the hell were you?
Yeah. Yeah. And
how did you live?
Year.
What did you do?
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe, yeah, I mean, I don't know if Facebook and all these other social media outlets address that, but I understand what you're saying. I think I see it in the way that you are saying it. So I would say that, yeah, Facebook and the Tumblrs and all that and Twitters are not that answer to what you're talking about. So just specifically write it down, you know, in actual physically paper and pencil. Or typewriter. What?
Well, actually,
yeah.
You just do it in Word. If you do it on a word processor, I mean, you know, in
yeah.
word processing,
like
you know, you can actually add.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it all in
yeah.
one fell swoop. You can just do
no.
it piece by piece.
I get it.
But,
I just because
you could also include.
For fun.
You know, because the thing is, Facebook does that in a weird kind of way.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
if you want to be public with it, you can do Facebook. But if you want to have something that's just for your kids or whatever, your ancestors, just make sure everything is, you know, put it in a private document and, you
right.
know, throw the pictures in there, things like
right.
that.
Right. I get it. That's what I mean. I know, like, yeah. Anyway, you know, it's funny you're mentioning that because I had, I thought about this just earlier in the day, and I was going to say I had a question for you. So I got a question for you, Butch.
Go ahead.
You from Pakistan? I'm sorry, folks. That's an in-joke. I don't mean it, you know. You know, folks, you need to know, well, Butch, you have a presence online, so if you guys look up Butch Berry, you know, you get a glimpse of what he looks like. Butch and his family, they sort of look like they're East Indian people. And years ago, a man from Pakistan just walked up to him. Butch had an afro.
Well,
so,
look. Well, actually, he asked me if I was from Pakistan, and then I said, "No, I'm from Baltimore." And then I asked him, "Well, where are you from?" And he said, "I'm from Brooklyn."
Yeah, but this was a, you know, an East Indian Pakistani looking fellow who thought that Butch was from Pakistan. So that's just been this ongoing.
It's just
joke.
Been an in joke. That's
yeah.
all.
Sorry, folks, but you from Pakistan. Anyway, people, yeah, we're going to end here. We're almost at the 30 minutes. So we had a few folks who remained on the line, and for you, I'm very, very thankful and appreciative. Let's move forward to next week. Next week is, if I can come up with some news or information that you can use, that's what the fourth Sunday of the month is supposed to be about. And on that note, I'm just going to quickly bow out of here. Thank you, Butch, for providing those questions and that trivia. Again, thanks to everyone. You know, if you're listening to the podcast, thank you for the first portion of the show that you listened to. Those of you still on the line, thank you to you. We're out. Peace and power. And I have no song. Here we go. Let's try that again. Peace and power. If you're gonna make a promise,